Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Rowan, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we're exploring a recent study about how plastic, specifically polyethylene, PE, and polyethylene terephthalate, PET, changes when exposed to ultraviolet light. Considering the huge amount of plastic that ends up in soils, understanding these changes is crucial for grasping how they affect our environment. Let's break down what the researchers found, how they did it, and what it all means. In this study, scientists investigated how accelerated UV degradation alters the surface properties of PE and PET. To achieve this, they subjected plastic particles to controlled conditions in a lab, exposing them to UV light for extended periods, up to 2,000 hours. They focused on how these transformations impacted the particle size, surface charge, and their ability to attract cations, which are positively charged ions important for soil health. Before we dive into the findings, let's talk about what they specifically looked at. The plastics were prepared and then subjected to UV light, mimicking natural sunlight. Researchers measured changes in particle size using electron microscopy, alongside analyses of surface charge and functional groups using techniques like Fourier transform infrared spectroscopy, or FTIR, and X-ray photoelectron spectroscopy, known as XPS. Now, let's get to the results. The study revealed some fascinating findings. For PE particles, the average size reduced dramatically from about 375 micrometers to just 8 micrometers after 2,000 hours of UV exposure. This significant reduction indicated that as PE degrades, it not only breaks into smaller pieces but potentially reaches the nanoplastic size range, which could pose new environmental challenges. In contrast, PET showed only a mild size reduction, going from 653 micrometers to around 484 micrometers. Alongside this reduction in size, the researchers examined the surface charge. For PE, the zeta potential, this is a measure of the surface charge of particles, increased as the plastic degraded, showing that its interactions with the environment also change. Genetically, the researchers noted that after 2,000 hours of degradation, PE exhibited a significantly higher capacity to attract cations, especially in alkaline conditions. This means degraded PE particles could play a role in altering nutrient dynamics in soils, potentially affecting plant growth and soil health. What's more, the study reported on changes to the surface chemistry. PE developed new functional groups, like carbonyl and carboxylic acids, as it degraded, making it more reactive in soils. PET, on the other hand, showed minimal changes in chemical structure during the same period, underscoring its resistance to degradation. Such findings are not just academic. The elevated cation exchange capacity of degraded PE means that as it breaks down in the environment, it potentially enhances the soil's ability to hold nutrients, which could have both positive and negative effects on soil ecosystems. Now, let's take a moment to highlight some critiques of the study. First, while the methods used were comprehensive and well-detailed, which enhances reproducibility, there was some concern regarding the direct relevance of these findings to bioimaging. This critique is essential, especially since blending environmental science with bioimaging technology could spark innovative approaches in both fields. Secondly, even though the authors did a great job ensuring transparency in their methodologies and analyses, making the work replicable, it's worth noting that they did not sufficiently connect the implications of their findings with broader bioimaging applications. This connection could have enhanced the relevance of the research further. In conclusion, this study provides valuable insights into how UV degradation transforms widely used plastics and how these changes potentially impact soil ecosystems. While PE shows substantial physicochemical changes that could enhance nutrient dynamics in soils, PET remains quite stable, which raises important questions about long-term plastic accumulation in the environment. The findings call for more extensive studies to explore the interactions between different types of plastics and soil components, including how these changes might affect soil health in the long run. As we continue to grapple with the plastic waste crisis, understanding these transformations is vital. That wraps up today's episode. Remember to subscribe to SciBud for more engaging science news. Whether you're a casual listener or a science professional, we'll keep exploring the fascinating world of science together. Until next time, stay curious.